1 John 3:18. My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. We were driving through the state of Iowa, calling on people who had given to the ministry of the Navigators to thank them, to bring them up to date on the progress of the work, and to tell them about some of the dividends of their investment. We drove into a town and located the old soldiers' home. A lady who had given to the work for years was living there. As we walked down the halls to her room, we saw scores of elderly people sitting around. They appeared to be gloomy and bitter. I could certainly understand why. This place was old with a cheerless atmosphere. We knocked on the door of the lady's room and were asked to come in. There she sat, busily engaged in packaging hundreds of used Christmas cards to send to missionaries. She asked us to wait a minute until she got her hearing aid hooked up, and then we had a delightful time of fellowship. She laughed and joked with us. She challenged us to give to and pray for missionaries. It turned out that the pictures of Jesus on the cards were used as visual aids by the missionaries in the remote jungles of the world. She had made it a project over the years to send them. She gave expression of her love not in words only, but in deeds. She had the kind of love that not only saw and felt, but acted to meet a specific need. I could see the blessing this had been to her own life. For one thing, it had kept her mind off herself, off of her surroundings, off the fact that she was alone in an old soldier's home. Her husband had died from poison gas that he had been exposed to in World War I. She was such a contrast to everyone around her. Her eyes were bright and her smile was catching. She had only one complaint. Her radio was broken, and she couldn't hear the missionary programs. She missed getting the prayer requests. One of the guys at Iowa State took the radio, fixed it, and returned it to her. You can't let a person like that go without prayer requests. Her prayers are too valuable to the cause of Christ. It would seem that in this self-oriented culture in which we live, there would be innumerable opportunities to demonstrate true Christian love. With deeds, not just words. With truth, not the babbling tongue of insincerity. A lifestyle as spoken of in this verse would stand out like a neon light at midnight. And it will be used of God to direct the lost to the Savior. People perceive the true love of God when they see the one who laid down his life for them. May God bless you as you fill your life with his word.